TV Buddha was made in 1976 for Nam June Paik and Charlotte Moorman's Kyoto Public Art Project. By this time, Paik was famous in the international art world as one of the pioneers of video art. He became interested in video and television in the very early 1960s, and in 1963 in Germany, he staged one of the first exhibitions made from televisions in the world. This really grew out of his performance practice. He had studied music and composition in Korea, Japan, and in Germany. And in Germany, he met John Cage, the famous American composer, and encountered Cage's Zen-informed interest in the chance and the incidental. Paik staged some very confronting performances in the late 1950s and early 60s, where he really wanted to confront audiences and audience expectations of what performance could be. Most famously, in one performance, he left the stage and cut Cage's tie in two, Cage was in the audience, and poured a bottle of shampoo over Cage's head. Paik then left the theatre and phoned from a booth outside to say the performance was over. And in some ways, he took this into his video and television practice when he really changed how televisions were seen and perceived. Up to this point, of course, it was a relatively new technology, and people were used to watching televisions in their lounge room. The television was a piece of furniture where you sat around with your family and received broadcast images. Paik really turned this around. He turned the television into a sculptural object and turned the broadcast image into something unexpected. In the 1963 exhibition, he used magnets to distort the broadcast image, with each TV playing a different form of distortion, and these really became quite abstract images. While the Kyoto version of TV Buddha is 1976, this work was first made in 1974. The Kyoto TV Buddha was made from an old Korean Maitreya Buddha, the Buddha of the future, which belonged to John Kyoto and Paik found it in Kyoto's house. Facing the Buddha is a wonderfully futuristic white spherical television, which they found in King's Cross. Behind the TV, he's put a closed-circuit television camera, which plays an image of the Buddha back through the TV. A Buddha is usually an object of contemplation and meditation practices, but here the Buddha is endlessly meditating on an image of himself. Therefore, it does, of course, express Buddhist precepts of what is real and illusory. So the Buddha is caught up in this history of the past, this history of a very ancient religion, and with this future of representation on TV. It places a Buddha of the future in front of this technological future, which has gone on to dominate our experience of the world over the last five decades. A world mediated by television and mass media images. TV Buddha encounters this technological future as he contemplates himself, perhaps also an echo of the narcissism of much contemporary media. A prescient consideration of how we can now put ourselves in the picture, online and digital photographs and broadcasts, and each of us participate in this flow of public images.